Here we are for another Mitsubishi Motors Badminton Horse Trials. How excited are you again about competing at the big one in many people's eyes?
Oh, look, it's always a real privilege to be coming here. I've ridden here for a number of years. In fact, I ought to work out how long it is. But it is still exciting. You still get goosebumps as you're driving here, unloading the horse. And it is a challenge to be here and to get the horses here. And it is a privilege.
And so tell us a little about the horse you have got here this year and also the record around this place.
Well, the horse I've got here, it's a lovely story, really, because I evented his mother, and she got up to four-star, rode her around Burley, and then this is her first foal de novo news. So we bred him. He's by a thoroughbred show jumper, and to actually have bred one and produced another one to this level makes me very proud. It's his third year here. He has had little mistakes in the past, but he's quite a late developer, and I think he's as strong and as good a form as ever this year, so I'm very excited.
And given what the course we had last year, this cross-country course that people are going to be riding, it is a real test, isn't it? People's eyes were left wide open 12 months ago, weren't they?
I think it got back to Badminton as it used to be, where the riders walked the course and you were frightened, and you had to keep really studying what routes you were going to take, and that it was going to be a real challenge, and it's an endurance, and that's what the cross country is all about. And you know, we got some of the iconic fences back last year, which aren't here this year, but we haven't had a chance to walk the course yet. But Badminton itself is always going to be a real test, and you also need a little bit of luck on your side as well.
And this also, I mean, would you set yourself a target with him? Because as you say, he's progressing, he's stronger. Do you say, right, well, this year, if all going well, we could be top 10?
Yeah, I like to try and be realistic. I try and keep my feet on the ground. Definitely I would like to be top 10. I'd be disappointed if I wasn't, because he is good in all three phases. I rode him at the World Championships last year, and he went very, very well. He coped with the mud there. He got a little bit phased in the show jumping phase in that amazing arena, but he's normally a good jumper. So he is pretty strong in all three phases, so I would like a good result.
Well, yes, and obviously a good result here will help when you're thinking in Blair and the European Championships at the end of the year.
Oh, very much so. Every year my aim is to have a horse good enough to go to whatever championship we have, so the Europeans this year and obviously Rio next year. So he is an exciting horse, and a good result here obviously will put me in contention there, which then leads on to Rio.
So best of luck for the week, and given the fact you bred this horse, will it mean more, do you think, the way you've brought a horse and known the parents in a way, the whole thing?
Yeah, it's a real privilege to have a horse to get to this level. And I have produced all my horses in the past, and that's what I enjoy doing. And to have bred him would be amazing.